When you spoke this morning, you mentioned a word I'd not heard before, and it was describing a layperson that accompanied the monk on Tudong.
Oh, okay.
What is their function exactly? Are they a helpmate, a companion, a gopher?
Yeah, all of those things, yeah. Anagarika is the formal word for a postulant in training, and at Abhayagiri, there, like today, we don't have one along, but oftentimes, if you see us come down from Abhayagiri, there might be somebody dressed in white, and that's a lay person who is taking precepts and training under the eight renunciant precepts, and they're because they have fewer precepts, and they'll say, like, still be driving, still have use of money, and they do things like cooking, so that they're equipped to help out in many different ways. And but it's also a period of testing the waters of monastic life and seeing, okay, is this something I would like to do? Is this something that seems to fit? And then it's an opportunity to be a part of the community and to help out in a variety of ways, and then also to practice so that Scott here does Anagarika for 1 year and then has come and decided, well, that was good, but it was maybe explore another way. And he's here at Spirit Rock working. There's also another Sean who's working here at Spirit Rock, was Anagarika for a year at Abhayagiri also. So it's a great opportunity to sort of get a feel for monastic life, and then to see, and then if one wants to go forward, say like the novice at the end there was Tuesday. Tuesday was prior that he was all white. Yeah. Yeah. he decided to use Anagarika for a year and decided to go forward, and so that and at Abhayagiri then as Ajahn Chah also would train, and it would be novices for another year and continue to sort of see, okay, is it fit, does it feel comfortable, and then the novices have fewer precepts but are, you know, sort of a bit more integrated into the get a feel for the lifestyle, because in say like Thailand and Burma, it's fairly common to just almost walk in off the street and take ordination. Ajahn Chah didn't do it that way. He felt that he wanted to focus on the training, and people used to complain, wow, why do we have to wait so long to ordain as monks? And Ajahn Chah said, oh, people who ordain quickly, they disrobe quickly. So it's just this, just having that time to sort of see, yeah, do we really want to do it? We've just started a hermitage up in the Portland, Oregon area, and say at Abhayagiri, you know, it's a bigger community. We have lay people there, we have Anagarikas, we have novices, we have monks, and in setting up this new hermitage, the senior monk who was going up there wanted to experiment again, sort of part of the kind of the Tudong tradition of taking that ethos and say, it'd be really nice to just to see, can we live there as monks without all the support, and in the sense of no resident lay people, no anagarikas, no novices, and which means that the monks are, they're there, they walk into town or around wherever they are and go for alms and see if they get anything. And there's no there's no way to store food, there's nobody to offer it to them, and then just see how it works, and as an experiment. And they went to a place, there's a group in Portland that has been affiliated with us for many years, and they've always wanted to establish a kind of a branch monastery. And so it's finally come to fruition. But then when we found an actual physical place for them, for the monks to stay, then the predominant factor for decision making was, where's the cheapest rent? It wasn't what's going to come up that the group can afford. So that they ended up in the sort of Hood River Gorge area. So that they went there, they knew nobody in the community, and they just started going alms round, which impressed the local community very quickly, because where the hermitage is, probably a few miles away from, maybe probably 4 miles away from the town, but the elevation difference is over 2,200 feet. So they walk down and they hike back up again. And so it's a, but the local community has been quite wonderful. There's a real interest, and it's working. And then people, of course, people go there and they go and offer a meal, because oftentimes they go on different routes around, and oftentimes they don't get anything for alms round, but then the different people have sort of sort of made a commitment to go on a particular day, and so it all works. So it's quite inspiring, actually.